The Tulare County community of Lindsay is known for many things, from olives to citrus to notable residents and war heroes. But surprisingly, little has been written when it comes to the city's history. That glaring problem has been at least partially addressed by a new book. It's called simply Lindsay, and it's by author Sarah Troop, who is also the curator of the Lindsay Museum and Gallery. Troop is giving a talk at the Lindsay branch of the Tulare County Public Library Thursday night from 6 to 8 p.m. She joins us now on Valley Edition to talk about some of the city's hidden gems in history. Sarah, welcome.
Thank you, Joe.
Your new book is about the history of Lindsay, stories and images of one of Tulare County's gems. You talk about a lot of the early days of this Tulare County community, and you use this phrase, the second gold rush. What sort of gold are we talking about in this second rush?
Well, interestingly enough, the second gold rush was oranges. And that's really, Lindsay is known for its olives, but the town is really built on oranges. This citrus gold rush is really where kind of a lot of the California towns, particularly in Southern California, really made their money and built up this whole citrus industry. And that's really what Lindsay was built on. There were something like 16 massive packing houses there. There were so many people that they needed to keep these things running that kind of if you came to Lindsay, you knew you would be able to find work or a job, whether it was in the fields or one of these many, many packing houses.
Why was it citrus in Lindsay? Was there something in particular about the area that made it good to grow oranges, or was this the accident of history?
Kind of both. It was actually part of a business plan that was contrived by an old United Kingdom army captain named Captain Hutchinson. And Hutchinson married a member of the Patton family. And they moved to Southern California and were looking kind of to get into making business deals. And real estate was very big at the time. So they kind of went up and down California and found this little area, which became Lindsay, and thought that they would kind of buy up so many acres of this land and they would parcel it off, but they needed to kind of come up with a selling point for it. So what they did is Mrs. Hutchinson ended up trying to plant citrus trees to see if they could sell them that way. Then they would sink the wells, prove to people that they could grow citrus there, let them know that the citrus grew very well, and that this is that they how other people could come and make their own money. And so that's exactly what they did. They were able to grow these trees, and they flourished here. And we were able to grow them, grow lemons and oranges, long past any other place in the United States. So we were sending out shipments of citrus still just before Thanksgiving, which at the time was kind of unheard of. And when people around the U.S. were hearing about this, then they became interested and started coming out here and were able to really make a grand profit on it.
Now, Lindsay is still known today for its citrus, maybe a little less so since the big freeze back in the early 1990s. But where did the other big crop come into the picture? And that's olives. How did olives become synonymous with Lindsay?
There were olive trees were kind of in this area. No one's really quite sure how they came over, but they believe that Franciscan missionaries planted the first olive trees in the area. And in a different part of California, more northern part of California, there was a woman named Mrs. Emmon. And Mrs. Emmon suddenly became a widow unexpectedly. And she had no income. She had children that she needed to take care of. And she was determined to make some kind of income for herself so she could make a living and keep her kids fed and keep her property and her home. Now, the only resources that she had was olives grew on her property. So she contrived this way of preserving olives and corresponded back and forth with a professor at Stanford University in chemistry about different processes that she could use to preserve the olives. And once she had perfected that and started selling her olives and canning them successfully, our olive farmers in Lindsay actually began to adapt her recipe and were able to make kind of an industry here for that as well, because they were really having to ship olive products, oil, things like that, from Italy, which was incredibly costly, especially out to the West Coast. So that, again, became a very lucrative business here.
Now, your book called Lindsay not only documents the industrial productivity of this Tulare County community, but also the people, and specifically the veterans who called Lindsay home and went off to fight in America's wars. You write about a number of them, but specifically Merchant Marine Cadet Edwin O'Hara and the members of the famed 442nd Regimental Combat Team, still the most decorated unit in U.S. military history. Tell me how that came to be, especially for someone with the Merchant Marine.
O'Hara had just come out of high school, and it was just sheer kind of bravery and misfortune that he was helping to transport supplies. And unfortunately, they came under fire, and the other servicemen on the ship at the time were injured and hit. And O'Hara really had to step forward and take control of the situation and ended up shooting the other ship down. And he's really regarded as one of the great naval heroes of our time at a very, you know, very young age coming from Lindsay. And then as for the 442nd, a lot of people don't realize that a large percentage of Lindsay's original population at the turn of the century was made up of people of Japanese ancestry. So much so that there was a Japantown in Lindsay. There was a school and hotels and restaurants and stores that were all catering to Japanese Americans. And then, of course, when Pearl Harbor was bombed and we made the terrible action of forcibly removing all persons of Japanese ancestry and placing them in concentration camps for the duration of the war, many of those that were removed volunteered to be in our American military, and they enlisted. And of course, our military was segregated at the time, and so they were put into Japanese units. And there are many, many stories out there of the heroic deeds and things that they accomplished. There are a lot of military historians that still say to this day that if it wasn't for the Japanese American members of our military during World War II, that the war would have lasted at least another 2 to 3 years.
So, Sarah, how did you go about collecting all of these really interesting stories and far more that are in your book and some great historical imagery from the original glass plate negatives? How did you go about putting this together?
Oh, it was kind of difficult because there hasn't been much written about Lindsay. And much of what is often recounted as history is often false or inaccurate, because we as people, we love a good story. And so often history kind of falls victim to the good story in lieu of facts. And it kind of ends up being like that childhood game of telephone, where the story keeps getting more and more distorted or embellished as it goes on. So I kind of had to extract memories from history. And history kind of being a reconstruction of the past, but totally rooted in research. And unfortunately, in this day and age, a lot of our photographs, our history, has been put up on eBay, or we find it in thrift stores. Because the museum that I work for that sponsored the book has only been in existence for a couple of years, we didn't have that much to use or to go on. So we put out calls to the community, to the public, to please bring in their photographs and their family history. But I also found a treasure trove of things digging around at other cultural institutions, special collections, and universities. And the most valuable ones that I found were located at Fresno State in their special collections room.
Before we go and remind our listeners about the event that's happening Thursday night at the Lindsay branch of the Tulare County Public Library, I have to ask, how did Lindsay get its name?
Lindsay was actually named after, I mentioned her before, the founder and his wife, Captain Hutchinson, named the town after his wife's family's name. So her name, she was Sarah Lindsay Patton Hutchinson. And because her family, there were no males in the family to carry the Lindsay name forward, he named the town in honor of his wife's family.
It's a great story. What's happening Thursday night? You're giving a presentation, and I assume there will be copies of the book available at that time. Tell us about what's happening this week.
So I'm going to be talking more about how I created the book, what the different challenges were, and kind of how I really extracted some of the stories that were out there from history. And how, as a historian, kind of the ways that we prove that facts or historical facts or things that we include in books are real. So I'm going to talk a little bit about what my journey as a historian is, and talk more about the sources of the photographs, how the book was made, and share some of the stories that didn't make it into the book, and elaborate more on some of the more incredible stories that did.
The Community of Lindsay is the subject of this new book by author and Lindsay Museum and Gallery curator Sarah Troop. She'll present a visual history from her new book, Lindsay, at the Tulare County Lindsay Branch Library on Thursday night from 6 to 8 p.m. That's located at 157 North Mirage Street in Lindsay. Sarah, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.